Kuf Samach Zayin Sif Aleph. Boitzea the pas the mochem shenefa hated. When one cuts the bread, he should cut in a place that was baked well. Says the Ramov, pas the donish the tzob tzad, a pas the yachtoch ma'at misad or elyon v'atachta. He says in all types of bread, you cut a little bit from the top and a little bit from the bottom. If you cut a slice off, basically you're cutting it from the top and the bottom. It shouldn't take from the middle. The yachtoch and you should cut off that piece. Okay, Mishnah Berurah says what it means to say over here is that mitzad echad, it's better to make the bracha on a whole piece of whole bread. Sholim, sad is shame. If it's sholim, you have to cut a lot before you eat it. That's a little hefsek. Therefore, you should make a cut already before you make the bracha. So that way, it's already the part, the slice you're cutting off is already, the majority has been cut off beforehand. And by doing so, you're making it less of a hefsek between the bracha and eating. But, he says, you should only cut it partially, not fully. Why? Because if you cut it completely, then you don't have a sholim. How much does it have to be connected that's still considered sholim? Says the Machaveh, if you pick up the slice, it's connected strong enough that the whole loaf will come up together with it, then it's considered one. If you pick up the cut part and the whole thing will break off, it's considered already cut off. And leave it, as we said, you partially cut it, leave it connected. And then make your bracha. Then, when you finish your bracha, only then you rip off or cut off that piece completely. And by doing so, you make the bracha on the sholim. You shouldn't make a very thin slice. It shouldn't look like you're stingy. The prusa shouldn't be more than the size of an egg. It should look like it looks like you're overly excited about the food. Ramah says though the Shabbos lo yachtoch v'kika ad achra bracha kidei shiyah kikol shleimus. Shabbos we have an extra inyan of lechem mishnah. Do not cut the bread before you make the bracha, because we're concerned you may cut a little bit too much. You lose at the lechem mishnah. Mishnah Berurah says same thing applies for yontif. That is an inyan of lechem mishnah. Some people have a minhag of making a little simen. You shouldn't do more than that. Mikrom Mokim says the Ramah, Im Shochel Bechotel Kemoi Bechol, Eino Masik, but the evidence, if you did cut it like you did in the weekday, it's still good, because since it's halachically considered Sholem, it will work for Lechem Mishnah also. Continues the Ramah, Benira, Hadela Yivtza, Yoysim Kebeitza, Eino Davke Bechol, that which the teacher cut off should be smaller than the size of an egg is only in the weekday. Bechol Levada, and he's eating by himself, Al Beshabbos, when he's cutting it on Shabbos, it's an Indian to cut a big piece. So for the Shivas of Shabbos, or he's cutting up a big piece for a lot of people. Then also, he has to cut off a trunk which has enough kizayim for all the people there. In that situation, is mutalib soik if you mashat tarachol. Then you can cut as big as you need for the amount of people that are with you.